Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Rest from Cumbersome Chaos.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm finding that this gospel is incredibly appropriate for the struggles and the turbulence of the times, for the days that we are living in, and for the disappointing and sad situations going on the world over. Whenever I have preached on this gospel before, I have always used it as a gospel for healing services, where Jesus says, Come to me, all you who labor and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. And I'm always trying to reassure people during the healing prayer services that Jesus didn't say, Come to me and I'll take it away. Jesus said, Come to me. Just come to me. Quiet down. Come to me. And there's something in the mystery of just going to God, just going to Jesus, which can help and can make a major difference in how we carry the burdens we carry. He didn't say that the burdens would be gone. He didn't say that we would never have to carry them again. I think what he was trying to imply is if you come to me, the carrying of them will be different. It will not be as hard. The burdens will not seem as heavy. Oh, they'll still be there. They'll still be there, but you will carry them differently if you just come to me. As I've said, I've always used this gospel as a gospel for healing prayer services. But I found as I approach it this week, July 17th, as I approach it this week in ordinary time, I need it for myself. I need it for some of the chaos that's going on in my heart over the situations in the world today, the ongoing wars that simply will not stop, the great despair that I'm witnessing in God's people the world over, the sadness of whole families, families in Gaza who are struggling just to get food for their children. So many are dying just trying to feed their families. The sadness of the immigrants in the United States who are running for tremendous fear of authority and power that is being placed over them in sad, unmerciful ways. I'm finding that I'm the one, when I view all of these things, I'm the one that needs to go to God. I'm the one that needs to approach Jesus. And I'm the one that needs to hear Jesus say, Come to me in your labor. And in your finding life burdensome because of all that's going on, come to me and I will give you rest. I can't solve all the problems that are going on today. I'm embarrassed by many of the political problems going on in my own country today. I'm ashamed of them, very ashamed. And I'm frustrated by my powerlessness to do anything about it. Every time I experience that powerlessness, every time I experience the shame, I realize I've got to preach to myself to go to this gospel and to hear Jesus saying, come to me when you find life that burdensome, and I will give you rest. I'm certainly not going to be the one to come up with the answers to the political hassles in my country today. But as I struggle through them, as we all struggle through many hassles in our lives, as I struggle through them, then I need to hear Jesus inviting me to rest and to bring them to him, just as I preach to people who are ill, to bring their burdens of illness to God. Hoping to be able to do that for myself, I composed a prayer recently about the sadness in our world, the sadness in political situations, and I'll conclude with that. Awesome God, draw us profoundly to yourself. Deepen our trust in you, that we will know and feel your power, your peace, and your presence at every step of our every way. In whatever hopeless, seemingly impossible situations we may ever find ourselves, remind us that you too are there, there in the very heart of it with us. Fill us with unquenchable light. Sustain us with soaring strength. Lift us high above and far beyond any cumbersome chaos we ever encounter. May we always find our homes and our peace totally, totally in you. Amen.